just dipping into senior management meeting of the BBC here. No, I'm joking. Ryanair is considering allowing pets in cabins on short-haul flights. The budget airline has a strict no-pets policy, but that's with the exception of guide dogs, of course. But they're saying that they're weighing up the other option of starting to allow pets, dogs and cats into the cabin so that they would sit beside you on a flight. We sent Nicola out to the streets of Belfast to find out what you thought.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
No, we don't have a pet, and for us it would be a problem because my husband is allergic to dogs and cats and pets like this. So for him it would be impossible. I think it would be better to not have them in the plane.
It wouldn't bother me personally, but I think some people have a serious fear of animals, and I think that would be unfair, to be honest, for them. But I personally wouldn't mind at all.
So you wouldn't mind sitting beside a wee yappy dog?
Not really, no. I mind children for a living, so I'm well used to it.
I don't really think so, no. I think mainly because of the either because of noise or because of mess, one of the two, or possibly, well, those fleas or something out there. So I don't think that'd be a nice idea, really.
Would you take your pet on a plane?
No, I haven't got any pets.
Do you think
he's
it's a good...
only one I have?
Oh, you're pointing at your husband
cat,
there?
No, he's a friend.
Oh, he's your friend? Uh-huh. Oh, sorry about that. I'm getting you married off.
I know.
Do you think it's a good idea to allow pets on planes?
Yeah, a wee small dog or, you know, wee small, it would be all right, but big dogs like Labradors and all, I wouldn't think.
Would you take your pet on a plane if you have one?
Probably would, aye. I would, because my mum had three cats and every time she went on holiday, I just... The pets got miserable when they were away and they all... sort of like died not long afterwards, so yeah, I would.
Would it upset you if you had to sit beside somebody who had a pet though?
As long as it wasn't a yappy wee dog, no, it doesn't. It doesn't bother me, no.
What would you prefer, a yappy dog or a yappy child?
That's a hard one, that's a hard one.
Here's a better one. What about a yappy dog, a yappy child, or Stephen Nolan?
Yappy child.
Would you take your pet on a plane?
Yeah, 100%.
Why?
Taking holidays with me. I take a wife, don't I? Might as well take a dog.
Ryan O'Mara, former dog trainer, editor of Canine Magazine. Hello, Ryan.
Morning.
Hello there, and commentator Andrea McVeigh. Morning, Andrea.
Good morning.
Night, but Ryan O'Mara, what's up in the background?
Sorry, that was me. It's just making a big noise.
Is that your dog?
It wasn't my dog.
I heard something bark there.
Okay, well, nice. No, maybe now it's something else then. No, I'm certainly dog-free. Don't like dogs at all.
Ryan O'Mara, I get flights every single week in life. Sometimes 4, 5, 6 flights a week. It's bad enough people being loud on flights. And you support dogs sitting in a seat beside us on a plane.
I do. I think it's a fantastic idea. And I think, basically, first off, let's establish that we're not talking about dogs sitting on the actual seat. We'd be talking about dogs sitting in a airline-approved carrier within an aircraft.
No, the dogs would be in a box, and whatever you call those things, dog cages, whatever they are, sitting beside you.
In the box. So you are. I mean, the way I see it is like this. There's 5.9 million dog owners in the UK. I'm one of them. It won't surprise you to learn. I recently travelled and I went on holiday on my own, basically, because my wife stayed behind to look after the dogs. And then when she goes out, I'll probably stay on my own. Now, had we been given the option to travel with our pets, we would probably do that. But I'm not putting my dog in the cargo hold. That I find that would be too stressful for them. But what I do understand and accept, not everybody likes dogs in the same way not everybody likes children. So all the airline would have to do is designate certain flights as you may sit next to, you may be on a plane with a dog, but you can sort of buy a seat where you're guaranteed not to sit next to a dog.
Oh yeah, pay extra not to sit beside a dog. Have you ever heard anything more ridiculous in your life? He's just said it out loud, Andrea. That's where this will go. Pay extra so that you don't sit beside a dog.
But that's what the budget airlines want. I mean, I think this is a crazy idea to start with for loads of reasons, but a lot of budget airlines would
charge you for the air that you breathe on airplanes. So, I mean, this does seem like a wheeze. How can we get more money out of people, charge them to bring their dog or charge them not to sit near a dog?
Counter argument is, what harm does it do if the dog's in a box?
Well, what if the dog does a poop in the box?
Yes.
That sounds like a lot of people harm. You know what it's like
smell
babies
it.
On aeroplanes. And as soon as, I think it's something to do with the pressure on their ears, they don't like it. As soon as the flight takes off, all the babies start to cry. And once one baby cries, then it sets off a chain reaction. All the babies are crying. Could you imagine all the babies crying on a plane? All the dogs barking and the smell of dogs. Mess. I mean, it's just, you know, I mean, I wouldn't get on a plane. I wouldn't even get on one of those planes if you paid me. I just think that the idea is good for dog owners. But an actual fact, a dog barking, it's not going to be happy maybe in a box for a 1 or 2 or even a longer flight. And then it has to go to the toilet at some point.
Well, there's the point, Ryan. What if the dog goes for a you know what, in a plane?
Yep.
Well, and the stink of that.
First of all, we are talking about short-haul flights. And secondly, the exact same applies if that dog is in the cargo hold. And you might
think, doesn't.
Oh, well, it doesn't.
No, it doesn't. Not if it's sitting beside. I do not want a dog going for a you-know-what, sitting beside me
and
me
say,
having
though,
the smell. I would actually taste it.
Well,
you could taste it with the smell of it.
Hold, they don't go. This is the thing. People need to understand more about dogs in that when they are in a little carrier like that, they don't go to the toilet. That's the thing, because they're in their own space. So I sat next to a baby that absolutely filled its nappy recently, and I agree, it was deathly unpleasant. But you are much more likely to smell that kind of a smell than you would with a dog, because I've sent dogs all over the world, including dogs to Australia, and when they are in that enclosed little space, when they've got access to water, they do not go to the toilet in that respect. And so I can understand entirely why people would think that that would be disgusting. But I understand the airline. It's not necessarily a wheeze, in my opinion. I think what they're doing is they're saying there is a demand for this, and we ought to be the sort of airline that provides that sort of service.
Well, what about, as somebody mentioned in one of the Vox Pops, an allergy? So, I mean, a lot of planes don't serve nuts, because some people have a nut allergy. And actually on planes, I've been on planes where they said, somebody has a severe nut allergy, therefore we are not serving nuts on this flight. What if somebody has an allergy to dog hair or cat hair or anything like that? Surely the people have priority over an animal that's on the flight.
100% agree. And this is why I think, the thing about it is Ryanair are one of the very few airlines that don't do this. So there are many airlines, particularly American airlines, that with domestic flights, that do offer dogs in the cabin. And the key is, you make sure that when you are booking a seat, you decide whether or not you want to go on a flight that allows dogs, whether you want to be seated away from dogs. And so it's perfectly manageable. And I just think it's one of those situations where the airline is saying there are an awful lot of people that would travel with their dogs if they could do. And we also understand there are people that don't want to sit next to a dog. They are logistics experts, and I'm sure they could manage too, so that we don't get any unpleasant interactions.
Here's Stephen in Newton Stewart. Morning, Stephen.
Recently flew from JFK to Amsterdam with her cat, with her in the cabin the whole way.
In the cabin?
Yes.
How'd you get away with that?
Yes, well, she booked the cat on, and no problem, provided the animal is in an approved carrier by the aircraft.
Really?
Yes, by the airline.
In the cabin?
In the cabin, the whole way.
But sure, animals aren't allowed in cabins.
They are. On American Airlines, that gentleman has just stated that some American airlines do it in domestic flights, but they also do it in transatlantic.
Finney here saying he brings his, what do you call that thing, that sausage dog thing, onto his
train. Yeah, I mean, if they're an approved carrier by the airline, there's no problem. They're not going running around the cabin.
Yes, but you know what happens, Stephen. You know what happens when a dog starts barking? The rest of them start barking.
You can also get.
I am not getting into a plane, my little flyby flight on a Thursday afternoon, and five or six dogs yapping the whole way. It's not happening.
I'd hate to be on one of your flights and you fall asleep beside me. You'd probably make more noise than a dog.
I do happen to snore quite a lot.
No, but the point about it is you can get a relaxing tablet from your vet that will keep your animal calm the whole way and they won't be yapping.
I'm not fat now. My snores wake me up. That's what happens. I'm all I get is a big, I swallow my snort. It's kind of like a big, and it wakens me up.
Sitting beside inside you, Stephen? Do they give you the elbow?
Stuff them. Stuff them, Stephen. Angel. Good morning, Angel.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. I once had a rabbit called Angel.
Good name.
Go ahead, Angel.
I don't see what the whole issue is. I mean, most dogs are better behaved than children. And yet no people have to suffer other people's children on a plane, particularly when it's long haul. And here we're getting people that are complaining about a short flight. Somebody wants to bring their pet and carrier with them.
Yes.
Well, what is the issue?
And Jim in Belfast. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning.
You know, sometimes I have to laugh at your programme in the sense of what comes on to it. But I personally wouldn't sit in a plane beside a dog for 18 hours.
Can you imagine?
Now, the smell, what happens if a dog has to do its ablutions? Whose responsibility is it to take it to wherever it's going to do it?
Oh, will the dog go to the same toilet as us?
Mm-hmm. Now, what happens if the dog is unaccompanied? Will it be allowed in the cabin or will it have to go into the hold of the plane?
What happens if there's an emergency?
I think...
where's the life jacket for the dog?
I mean, where's hygiene come into it?
Listen, talking about hygiene, Jim, have you heard about these people who have their... Vinny was telling me last week, this is where this come up, this come up, right? Vinny was telling me that his dog sleeps with him in bed, that he allows the dog into bed with him. And we were looking at this, and apparently quite a lot of people do this, that they actually let the dog either sleep at the bottom of the bed or in the bed.
Yeah, well, it's a matter of taste, isn't it?
Can you believe it?
Oh, yeah, I do believe it, yeah. I can't believe it. So I can't. Dogs now are treated like young children.
0-30-30-80-55-55. Andrea, thank you very much indeed. Ran O'Mara, thank you. 17 minutes past 10.